All right. The time is 6:06 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP. Hornsby, Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, the phone number is 472-5667-472-KOOP. The opinions expressed on this show are just those of the person that said it. They belong to no one else. Man, I got to write that down one of these days. That is getting more and more unwieldy.
I think you're doing fine with it.
By the way, my headphones are going from ear to ear in this weird strobe effect. I may vomit.
Well, we're off and running now. We just heard Moti Lemon from their 2003 album Thunder and Lightning. That was Enemy. Hot stuff for your Saturday.
How are you, David?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Pretty good.
Cool.
Battle Cattle. Just finished beating up on the Rice Owls.
Oh, don't spoil it for me.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
They changed their helmets a while ago. I don't know when. A couple seasons ago? I preferred when they had the big owl wings on their helmets.
Oh, yeah. They sort of stole the Eagles helmets. Yeah.
The Eagles design. And now they just have that fancy R. It's like, look, Rice, I didn't need help recognizing you guys are nerds.
Yeah, the Fighting Poindexters are taking the field.
Exactly. So what's up on the Saturday? Another edition of the Mascot Wedding Show. Little M.
Yeah.
Big W because of this winning time.
Yeah. Go crazy. Go crazy. It's the Mascot Wedding Show. Right off the bat, I want to say something real quick. It's time for another patented Mascot Wedding open letter.
Open letters.
And this is going to take a fun little twist because it's directed to something who can't answer back. Open letter.
Yeah.
To the cricket that was in the theater at Arbor Cinema the other day. You ruined my movie-going experience. You need to shut up. There was an honest-to-God cricket in the theater, and nobody did anything about it. I went to the movies, caught a late show. It was an engrossing picture, but I was completely taken out of it. For 2 hours, this cricket was just chirping and chirping. And, the staff at the Arbor came in and, tried to, find it and kill it, but they just gave up after a while. There was only three people in the theater. You're not bothering anybody. It's okay. We'll get through it. But yeah, that cricket was really, really aggravating.
What'd you see?
I saw Animal Kingdom.
Really?
Yes.
What is that?
It's an Australian crime picture with Guy Pearce.
Oh, because I was really hoping it was just a nature movie.
Yeah, and I was furious.
Ah, this damn cricket. They're in the Arctic.
Yeah,
there's no penguins.
This cricket's taking me out of this movie about animals. But actually, there was a part in the movie
where I kind of synced up.
Yes, but it's still I was still focusing on the cricket in the theater more so than the crickets in the movie. There's this part where it's really quiet and really tense, and you can hear the crickets in the street. What's going to happen next? But I kept hearing the cricket in the theater, and I couldn't. Couldn't even focus on this quiet, tense moment, even though it's synced up perfectly.
I was listening to a Yo La Tengo song one time.
Awesome.
As I was driving outside, and there was really, really loud crickets. And I rolled down the window, and it seemed to sync up with the song perfectly. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I think that song might have had some sort of fake cricket sounds in it or something. But then the next track didn't, so I just firebombed that entire field. Because don't screw with my music, crickets.
There was and I haven't listened to the radio for a while, and since I'm without car, I don't get to listen to the radio as often as I used to.
Uh-huh.
But there was this trend for a long time, for a while, where commercials would have sirens in them. Wendy's is having an emergency of, hot chicken or something.
Uh-huh.
And so I would be driving and I would hear the sirens in the commercial and think that there were sirens behind me or around me, and I would freak out. But, not the best thing to do for your commercial there. Commercials.
There's a couple of albums. I think the Virgin's self-titled album has that in there, too. There's always, I think Franz Ferdinand, there was one track that I was always son of a, and looking around for the lights.
Yeah.
And it's nope, it's dance rock.
So I guess my open letter is to everything that takes me out of the moment.
Okay, so to this open letter. Dear Cricket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dear Cricket, stop taking me out of the moment.
Okay.
And I will a blind copy everything else.
Kisses, David Hotta.
XOXO.
As you usually sign your emails and letters.
David Sampson Hotta.
That's right.
I'm changing my middle name.
I feel like by the fact that we're not exchanging letters, we're robbing the people of what could be a very nicely bound edition of personal correspondence.
We should do that. Just have like a winter. Like this winter, we'll just have, we should just have like, yeah, we should write letters to each other. And then see what happens. See what comes out of it.
Tell you what, do you...
Yeah.
I had something that happened to me this week. Because like I was trying to do something on Twitter. Because I have a Twitter account. And the Twitter address is MacBDazzler. That's MacBDazzler. And so I thought I'd do a little fun thing. Keep in mind, this is what happened was... I went to bed like super early and I woke up super early, like 3 a.m. and I couldn't go back to sleep. And so I was sitting there and I was like, I'll do something stupid on Twitter.
Right.
And so I was going to tell a little story in 140 character burst. And that story was going to be Mac goes to jail.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to be like a little Twitter story about how I was going to jail.
Right.
And I was tagging everything with a hashtag. Hashtag Mac goes to jail.
Yeah.
One giant word. And it was like supposed to be silly and stupid. And like, you know, I was getting into it and I was making jokes about my cellmate, my fictional cellmate. His name was Slick Rib.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this, like, the more I did it, the more I had this, like, little story planned out. But the thing is people started being like, hey, Mac, you want to meet later about this thing? Yeah, sure. Hey, are you really in jail? Like, people, like, it was enough to confuse people. And after, like, the third one of my friends was like, hey, what's going on? Are you in jail? I was like, you know what? I'm done. I can't do this.
Yeah.
Like, if people really think that I'm going to, it's not fun.
With full Twitter privileges and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I managed to sneak an iPad into my jail. Yeah, that was even one of the jokes.
Yeah.
In there. And so I wrote on Twitter, I was like, hey, I'm not really in jail. And really, hey, guys, I'm going to jail, really? You think I'm going to jail? Like, I'm jail material? You're like, oh, man. Max said he went to jail. Chances are that's not a joke because he's the go to jail type.
Uh-huh.
And then I sat there after that tweet and I was like, you know, it's not fun anymore. It's kind of ruined. I took it down.
I can't believe you took it down. That actually genuinely saddened me.
Well, it's like once I had to like, you know, you're like, hey, here's a joke. Here's a joke. Here's a joke. And then like the fourth one is like, here's why this isn't this. It's like, here's why this is a joke.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of ruins it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you're not playing it straight anymore. You're just sort of like, isn't it? Here comes a funny joke post or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know what? I'm going to go, shame on you, my Twitter followers. The three of you, including good friend of the show, Andrew Rosas. I don't think he really knew I was in jail, but I don't think he really thought I was in jail, but he was one of the people who was like, what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah. People can't just let you breathe. Gotta let the art take shape. But I had to do that the other day on Facebook. I posted a status update that got twisted and turned and became something else entirely, and I had to take it down because I didn't like where it was going. So, yeah, you can't trust people. You can't trust them, man.
Yeah, because here's the thing, man. If I was forced with going to jail, I would rat out so many people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd be singing like a canary. Not if it was one of those, like, you know, the prisoner's dilemma thing where if we both kept quiet, we wouldn't go to jail. I think I would remain solid in there. No snitching. But if I was faced with jail time, I can't imagine what for. Because I live the straight and narrow, my friend. I'm going to play a song later by Mark Ronson, The Business International. You think I downloaded that song illegally? Bought it off iTunes.
Well.
That's right. That band got money from me.
Uh-huh.
Keeping my nose clean, going to jail. Anyway.
Yeah, what do you think Mac would go to jail for? Hit us up on Facebook or on Twitter. Or call in 472-5667.
Am I a lady killer? No. Not in any way.
See, I don't know if I could keep my mouth shut. If it's like, if the two of us are, I would like to think I could, but I'm not. There's no guarantee. I love talking anyway. I'm a bit of a gossip. So if there's a crime involved and I don't have, that's the other thing about this whole Twitter thread that you had. Like, people just thought, good for him making the best of it. Like, he's making friends, and he's making, you know, cracking wise. This isn't like Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah, one of these email chains, it was after I went to work in International Tomato, and I'm like trading emails about a project, and they're like, okay, well, let's meet on this project in the future. And, you know, they're like, at the end of the conversation, the person was like, hey, are you in jail? I was like, we were just talking.
We've made plans for the evening.
About these shipping invoices. for the last 3 hours trading emails. I'm not doing that in jail.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like, oh, you know what? I'll call in sick today. I'll work from home. And by home, I mean my cell.
Yeah, exactly.
Not going to happen. Anyway.
The worst. I had something really awesome happen to me this week. And it was another one of those things where I wanted to tell you immediately, but I saved it for the show.
Yay!
And actually, I did tease it on Facebook, but I can't wait to tell the story. So I had to run some errands. Not to brag, but I rented a car so I can take care of the mall. But I ended up going to the mall because I had to get a bunch of stuff, and the mall has it all. So I'm at the mall running my errands. You know, I'm there for a couple hours taking care of a lot of stuff.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought you said you were at the mall.
Yeah, yeah. I'm at the shopping mall.
Hmm. All
yeah.
right.
Taking care of, yeah.
Did you need like, like a lava lamp and a smoothie?
Yes. I needed some gumballs.
Did you need some Great American Cookies?
I had some things that needed to be remembered.
And some Twilight t-shirts.
Which, holy Lord. Yeah. I will never stop enjoying walking past Hot Topic. I really just get such a thrill out of just seeing what they have.
You know what? I think I would really enjoy walking in a Hot Topic mm-hmm. and just being like shaking my head at everything. But honestly, the thought that for 1 second someone would be like, he's in there legitimately to buy something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it because of that. Then you're like, well, Mac, I can't believe you care how much that, you know, what other people think about you. It's like, well, for the most part, no. But for Hot Topic, yes. I don't want anyone ever to think I'm in there being like, hey, have any Johnny the Homicidal Maniac t-shirts?
I'm pretty sure the second someone says the phrase, welcome to Hot Topic, I would cease to exist. Like, I would just go up in a cloud of dust.
Would you turn into gold coins?
Yes, I would. Interesting side note about the mall, though. I went up to Lakeline.
Actually, Lakeline, I like that mall.
Yeah. Here's another reason to like that mall. They have a toy store.
Is this? Did I totally derail you, or is this where you're going with this?
No. Well, okay. I'll get back on track. Don't worry about it. But yeah, quick aside. Look, I brought myself here. It's fine.
Okay.
But yeah, they have like a Toys R Us Express, which is a weird name for it. But it's a toy store. Toys are back. We won. We won, America. But it was awesome. And I went there, and I looked at the action figures, and had a fun little time.
I will always go into a toy store at a mall.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I don't care if... No, because I'm there legitimately not to buy a toy. I just want to look.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see what the hot new toys are.
Yeah, exactly. I want to stay on top of it. But there was a lot of like dress-up stuff, which was weird. It was like, I'm glad that they want kids to pretend again, but let's find a middle ground. Anywho.
Why? What do you mean? What was wrong with the dress-up stuff?
I don't know.
Too sexy?
It really was. No, of course not. Of course not. It could never be too sexy.
Because there are some Halloween costumes.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming up. If you go to some of those, like, you know, party surplus stores, it's some Halloween costumes kids have no business wearing.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway.
Anyway. So I'm there for a while. I'm back in the focus of the story. I'm there for a while. So it gets to be dinner time. So I go and go to the food court, get a chicken filet from some place I forget the name of. And I sit down, people watching, just eating. And then this father and son sit down next to me. And they're, you know, we're sort of ignoring each other in that casual way that strangers do. But I sort of half hear them playing a game of I Spy, which, of course, is that game where it's like, I spy something blue, and is that Smurf? Yes, it is. So, like, I'm kind of half listening to this and just still people watching and eating, that sort of thing. And to their credit, they are really good at this game. Like, they are blowing through this. Like, I spy something green. Got it. You know, they're going. So the kid... It's his turn to spy something, and he says, I spy something brown. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, here we go. But I was just joking. Like, I was having fun at this kid's expense.
How old is this kid, by the way?
Couldn't have been more than 4, I would say.
It's a little tyke.
Little tyke. As we know, kids say the jackass things, like that TV show said.
Yeah.
But, I'm like... I got this little smirk going, but I'm still listening to the game, you know, eating my sandwich. And the dad can't guess it. So finally he just gives up. He's like...
He can't guess what the brown thing is that the kid spies.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
He goes through a few things, can't get it. So he's like, all right, I give up. So the little boy points at me and says, him! I was the brown thing that the kids spied.
Oh.
And it was like, man, you could have... There was nobody else in the world except for the three of us. It was me and the dad and the kid, and the world just disappeared. I, like, you know, I'm like mid bite. It really was like, huh? But I didn't want to chew because I was afraid like everyone could hear it. It was just, oh my God. So immediately the dad just like, you know, to his credit, like, I am so sorry. And he's like,
were you like, oh no, I know I'm brown.
Yeah. I caught up years ago. I'm all set.
Brown.
but I mean, like, you know, of course, I know it's just a kid. You know, I'm sure everybody sort of has one of those stories from when they were a kid.
The brown thing. That's okay. We're changing the name of the show. Mac and the Brown
Mac thing. And the Brown thing.
Yeah. Because there's Coach Mac Brown.
Uh-huh.
It would work out.
Yeah. But no, you know, it's like, I am so sorry. I'm like, it's fine. Really, it's okay. And so he's like, you know, I for the life of me, I can't remember the kid's name, but that would have been great to have, like, Skyler, you apologize to this man. But yeah, he makes the kid apologize to me, and like, I'm really just like, look, it's okay, it's fine. But I know I have to like pretend it's a serious thing, because like in my mind I thought if I just like sort of sloughed off this kid's apology, then it would become some sort of like weird Larry David thing where it's like, hey, my kid's trying to apologize here, you take this apology seriously. I was like, all right, fine, I'll just, you know, I'll be serious for a second. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. He didn't know why he was apologizing, but, you know, I accepted it. I was like, it's okay, really. That's fine. And so, like, the guy, he's like, grab your food. And so, like, they get up and they leave. And I'm like, really, you don't have to go. It's fine. Honestly, it really is. He's like, I'm so embarrassed. I can't be here right now. I'm sorry. But it was...
Gotta go hold my kid's face under in the wishing well.
Yeah, because, like, really, he doesn't know, like, the mileage I'm going to get out of that story for the rest of my life. That pays... for a lot of things. Like, look, I, you know, if I can get a story out of it, it's fine. Like, if somebody were to call me a spick, nah, not cool. But if it's a 4-year-old, I'm listening.
Hey, he's up, Dr. Laura.
yeah.
I might have to bleep that out on the podcast.
What?
Your hate language.
Now, yeah, maybe.
No, I don't know.
but yeah, that was good. I was the brown thing, which was really, it kind of felt good in a weird way. It's like, hey, that's right, I do have like ethnicity and heritage and stuff. I'm glad this 4-year-old could see that.
Were you tempted at all to switch it into indignation, like, you do not know what mi gente suffered?
I thought about it for a split second. Like, I thought about really going the other way with it and pretending I was just like, you know, the 4-year-old comes up to me, it's like, I'm sorry, it's like, you shut up, you bigot, like, is really getting in the kid's face. But then, you know, of course, that's not gonna get me anywhere. But yeah, that was a fun old time at the mall.
I think you're right, David, the mall does have it all. Bum 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 bum, malls,
yay.
Oh, let's take a break.
Sure.
The aforementioned Mark Ronson, Business International. This is the Bike Song featuring Spank Rock and Mark Falconer. You win, Mark Ronson. More Mesco Wedding Show after this. I run around town, around with the pedal to the metal, the pedal to whatever. I run around, around the town with the pedal to the metal, the pedal to whatever. I run around town, around with the pedal to the metal, the pedal to whatever. I run around. And we're back with the Mascot Wedding Show. That was Mark Ronson and the Business International, which in this case is Spank Rock and Mark Falconer with their song, The Bike Song.
Neat!
Off of his forthcoming album, The Record Collection. So, David.
Yes, Mac.
I hate getting up in the morning.
Of course.
I mean, I want to stay in bed forever.
Yeah.
And because it's Saturday, I could for a little bit.
Nice.
But in order to keep me in bed, I like getting off my phone or my whatever, some sort of device, and looking at the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got on CNN this morning, and their front page, at least on the mobile edition, was the Craigslist thing.
Right, yeah.
The Craigslist is going to censor their... they're no longer going to have... Well, I mean, at least for the time being, because apparently they couldn't reach Craigslist for a response.
Mm-hmm, right.
The adult job section.
Yeah.
Which, A, that still blows my mind that that's there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, granted, look, if you open up the Chronicle, there's escort listings in that thing.
Of course, yeah.
So, I mean, I can kind of understand Craigslist being like, look, if we're, you know, nothing but like, you know, that sort of the classified section online, mm-hmm. why not be representation of the Chronicles classified section? But I mean, if Craigslist doesn't need that money, mm-hmm. then why are they, I mean, newspapers, they need that. It's still, though, it's kind of this, yeah. I don't understand why anyone...
It's so weird that, like, you know, Craigslist was, you know, during the build-out of this website, they had the option to not include that as a link. Like, you know, the crooks are always going to stay one step ahead of the law. They would find places to advertise. But for Craigslist to be like, look, adult jobs. We'll put it there easy for you guys.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm not going to... it's the world's profession. I'm not going to get into it.
Of course.
Or whatever. It's just... it seems odd, though, that it was still on there.
Mm-hmm, right.
I don't know. Maybe when Google was investing in Craigslist, they were, you know, might want to be like, hey, I want to take that part off.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you have Casual Encounters right over there. That's not for money, but that's 20 times as weird.
Yeah, exactly. There is some stuff going on there.
But you know what? Is that Craigslist's fault that people are like that? I don't know.
Yeah.
But then I went on CNN.com proper later in today. Okay. It's like the middle section is it's like the main front page is divided up into like three main columns. That second column is a bunch of videos, you know, because you got to have videos. People hate reading, I guess.
Right.
That middle section, worthless. Top video, Andre Agassi, why I hated tennis. Then the that's the you know, the headline video, and the rest of the videos, Iron Reporters unmask Stan Lee. Whoa. Then here's my favorite one. Nerds and jocks getting along? Question mark. But it's got a picture of some guy dressed up like one of the Avatar monsters.
Oh, awesome.
Avid brothers take it one fan at a time. She's racing to save environment. Modern Family at the Emmys. Running your home on an iPad. Erin Gray and the lure of Dragon Con.
Ooh.
Another favorite one. How Christians spoil sex. And then the final... the final grid, video in the grid, 10 fall movies we can't wait to see. I like how, you know, people complain, like, I don't watch the news, man. It's just all bad news. If this is the good news,
right,
then you know what? I'll take some bad news.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take some information. And especially, like, that iReporter thing, that is the biggest scam where it's like, look, we can't be everywhere, so you send in your videos and tell us what news is. Like, you're CNN. You are everywhere. Step it up. Like, don't... That's you're just giving people a voice, and I don't want to, like, I'm not for censorship, but I am for giving fewer people voices. That makes sense.
And like, iReporters unmask Stan Lee. What is he working on? Something new that no one's going to care about?
Yeah.
Like, he's like three autobiographies deep. Like, there's,
yeah, he's an open book.
Yeah, exactly. He's got no more secrets, Stan Lee. Stan Lee also, by the way, has admittedly a terrible memory.
Yes.
In fact, if you ask him, like, about who, some of it, you know, maybe you're like, it's self-serving because it's like, hey, who really created this character, Stan Lee? He's like, I don't know. I'll take the money, though.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not going to fault that guy. That man's a delight.
Yeah.
I saw that guy at Comic-Con one year. He was wearing about 3 pounds of makeup. It was great.
See, he does, look, I mean, he's an institution. He is Stan Lee. He is the greatest.
Yes.
But I feel like he's trying too hard to stay relevant, like when he was like... Stan Lee presents Stripperella, or whatever that was. Like,
He will, like, sign his name to any sort of, like, Hollywood property because he still has that. He's got, like, he's got some comic book low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, the, you know, because he always wanted to be, like, a novelist or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I just wound up doing comics, and it's successful and great. But if you're like, hey, Stan, movies. He's like, movies! Screw comics. Push.
Yeah.
But, so the nerds and jocks getting along, question mark. What do you think that story's about?
I'm going to say, like being a nerd is cool now or something.
Actually, it ties in with what we're talking about. It's because in Atlanta right now, you have the Chick-fil-A kickoff game, which is, I guess, the Georgia Dome or something.
Oh, is that the one tonight? That's, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, LSU and somebody else.
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And also Dragon Con. It's basically like a comic book convention. And so, like, basically these hotels are being shared by Comic-Con attendees and football fans, and because those two never, that's not a Venn diagram.
Yeah, what's gonna happen?
Exactly. So a really stupid story. But it reminded me, David.
Yes,
that Austin is getting its comic book convention, and you might say, isn't there already a comic book convention called Staple?
Which is great.
And I was like, yeah, that's true, David. I'm sorry. Austin's getting its own terrible comic book convention because Wizard World is coming here.
What?
Did you know this?
Yes.
Okay.
Look, I mean, it's for effect, but go ahead.
Well, I don't know who I told because I only found out this week.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Wizard World is the convention arm of Wizard Magazine, which is the MTV of the comic book world.
Yeah.
And you know how MTV doesn't care about music anymore?
Right.
Yeah, Wizard doesn't care about comics. It's just like some crappy entertainment magazine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It is terrible.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I haven't seen a copy of Wizard in years, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say if I were to see the cover of it right now, it would be Jessica Biel in something tight.
I'm going to go Jessica Alba in Machete or something like that.
Oh, that French movie.
But then I actually don't know. That's just a guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so Wizard World, the Austin Comic Con is what it's called, has so very little to do with comics, but it has so very much to do with washed up celebrities.
Okay.
And so, you know what? Fairness of reporting, this is a 3-day event.
Oh, my God.
In November. If you want to find out, I'm getting this information off of wizardworld.com.
Okay.
But here are the guests for this thing. And by the way, the guests at the top of the page are special guests. Claudia Christian, who is in, I guess, Babylon 5.
Yes.
Yeah. Billy Dee Williams. Uh-oh.
Here we go.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mimi Rogers, actress. Oh. Austin Powers.
Lost in Space.
Lost in Space, which is not listed on there. James Marsters, who is Spike and Buffy. Also Nicholas Brendon. And then Claire Kramer, whoever that is.
Hmm.
All right, whatever. Then you have Kelly Hugh.
Oh.
Who I think used to have some sort of like, some career trajectory.
Martial Law is Kelly Hugh.
Yeah, that's right. So what they do is they sign these people and they go around, they tour all their awful conventions.
Right.
But here we go. Bushwhacker Luke.
Just one of the Bushwhackers?
Just one of the Bushwhackers. Johnny Fairplay.
No.
From Survivor. Adrienne Curry, America's Next Top Model, and guess what? Guess who else is coming?
Her husband.
Christopher McKnight.
Yes.
Or Christopher Knight, excuse me.
Yeah.
All right, I don't know who this is, but Mr. Pectacular, Jesse Young Guns Godders, star of CBS's Big Brother 10 and 11.
Hmm.
And what these people do is they'll just sit there and they'll be like, can I have X amount of money for an autograph?
Yeah.
Lou Ferrigno,
hey.
Making a rare sarcasm dimension appearance. Gil Gerard.
Wow, really?
Yep.
Wow.
And then this one is going to be a real delight. James Hampton. Do you know who that is?
No.
Actor Teen Wolf. I think he was Teen Wolf's dad.
That can't be.
I think it is. I think it was Teen Wolf's dad.
Oh, wait. Who am I thinking of? No, I'm thinking. Okay, never mind. I had him confused with the dad from Gremlins. Okay.
All right. Do you think that's enough sad wrestlers?
No.
The Honky Tonk Man.
Yay.
Who there's like, and then here's one who legitimately I would be excited to get a picture with. Ernie Hudson.
Oh, yeah, the Forgotten Ghostbuster.
One of the Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty great. And then also Tori Wilson.
Yeah.
And Kristanna Loken.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we have, after they shelled out, God, how much money do you think it, and that's not all of those terrible celebrities. There's even more.
Oh, jeez.
But I mean, like, they had
to shell out. Well, they got to fill
3 days. Yeah, they got to fill 3 days. And, like, you know, what, Billy Dee Williams going to get a panel? Hey, what was it like working on Star Wars? Well, I never really thought about that. Thanks for asking. And then look, David, do I like comic books?
You love comic books.
I love comic books. Thank you. Very well put. I haven't heard of half these comic book people that are coming to the show. Oh, and they're like, oh, yeah, comic creators such as Tim Doyle. Like, oh, wow, Tim Doyle. Is there a buffet there? Like, is there like a free soda thing? They got Joe Madureira, who used to be like, you know, one of the top of the heap in terms of X-Men artists.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That's all right. And then you have a special guest, Renee Winterstater, editor, She-Hulk, colorist, Avengers. Wow.
Nice,
she
nice.
Edited and colored. That's amazing.
Yes.
I can't wait to meet her.
Ask her about the creative process that she oversees.
Yeah, that had sort of very little to do with
for
one comic or whatever. It's just awful. I went to one of those things in Dallas one time, a couple times. And after about 10 minutes, I was like, I'm ready to go.
That's a bummer. I feel like I would, like, at its purest form, I feel like I would have fun at a comic convention. But yeah, they've sort of made it this weird event now, and I don't want to go.
Look, and you know, if people dress up for like Dragon Con, which I guess is really big, or Comic Con, that's fine. But if you're going to dress up and go to Wizard World, I don't like.
Yeah.
It's like I went to go see the second Matrix movie opening night, and there was three people that. There's three people that came in, and they showed up late. They're the very last three people in the theater. And they came in dressed up like Neo, or I guess they're just super goth.
Right.
But no, they came dressed up, and as soon as they walked to the theater and they saw that no one else was dressed up, they're like, oh, what the?
Yeah.
Like, but if you're going, man, I wonder what this comic book convention is going to be like. Oh, don't worry. I'll probably take that bullet.
I'll go with you.
I'll walk around. You want to go? Yeah. All right, we'll spend the 10 minutes it takes to get sick of this thing.
I need to load up on comics, which is like, yeah, it's funny. I asked you the other day, like, do they actually still have comics at the comic book convention, or is it just panels and signings?
They do have comics, but it's not like I'm looking for that one issue of Iron Man or something. I mean, I guess that's what, you know, originally these conventions were for.
Yeah.
Kind of like, record convention, because, you know, they don't have like a lot of comic book stores, and now they have even less.
Because now it's just a place to sell like adult novelties and funny shirts.
I have bought a very delightful Thing statue at a comic book store. He's smoking a cigar. Hilarious. Oh, Lord. Well, that promises to be awful. I'll see you in November. Speaking of upcoming events, though, next week, co-op's spring. Fall.
Man.
Damn it. I screwed that up. Fall membership drive coming up.
Yes.
Get excited.
Yeah.
Crazy. I think we got, who are our guests? I think Scott Gardner, Rush, and Jay Robillard.
I want to say.
I think that's our choreography lineup.
Yeah.
Should be another all-star lineup event.
Yeah. Get ready. Yep. It's going to be fun.
Good.
And it's going to be helpful to co-op. So I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but crack open that coin purse and let's get some money this way.
Take that out.
Whoa! Tain and love.
I switched mics.
Yeah.
I did it.
And I wasn't very professional about it. I'm sorry.
Take that porcelain pig and smash it open. Send your coinage to us. Do you want to take a break?
Yeah, let's do that. Let me set up here.
Oogly doogly.
Can I just keep doing that?
Yeah, you can. But I mean, like I said, like, so basically they sign Billy Dee Williams to a contract. Because these conventions, like, it's going to be the same convention, like, seven different cities, except I guess they'll bring in different, like, you know, like, there's one artist I saw in there, Brian Denham. I think he just lives in Dallas. They basically brought him down.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, they've, like, signed, like, these people, like, all right, Tori Wilson, you're going to, like, an 8 convention appearance or whatever.
Yeah. God, that's got to be, get in the van. We're going to Tampa.
Yeah, exactly. You need to shake hands with really sweaty nerds.
Oh, that's good. Oh, especially, God, poor Tori Wilson, who is...
And us.
Yeah. Yes, poor us.
No, I meant shake hands with us.
Oh.
I'll shake her hand.
I don't like the way you said that. Sorry. I'll shake her hand, but good.
I remember my dad's a big old James Bond fan.
Uh-huh.
And so I went to the Wizard World in Dallas sometime, and Richard Kiel was there. And so I got him to sign a DVD, and I gave it to my dad. But, like, that was not a soul-affirming experience. Like, it made my inner soul hurt. Like, I was like, Richard Kiel. He was like, there's pictures over here. You know, like, X amount of money.
You've got a better picture. Richard Kiel in your pocket.
Hello, sir. I can't do it. I didn't know I was going to talk about Richard Kiel today.
And you could count on me waiting for you in the parking lot.
There it is. That's where I can...
Yeah, it's the best. All right. Now, do you want to take a break?
Yes, let's take a break.
Let's take a break. I just forgot what I played. Overnight Lows. Last meal for the underachiever. More Moscow Wedding Show.
After what?
After this! And we're back with more Moscow Wedding. That was... Man, I just forgot. Sorry. Overnight Lows from their City of Rotten Eyes album, Last Meal for the Underachiever. Good stuff. You're listening to the Moscow Wedding Show on Co-op. I'm David.
I am Mac.
Cool stuff.
Yeah, nothing. I was just going to say what we... just about to back announce what we just played. You just did that.
I literally...
You think you spaced out? Checkmate.
I was somewhere else.
End game.
Something kind of sad happened this week, Mac. Our reign as a Best of Austin winner, recipient, whatever you want to call it, and it came to an end.
Gah.
Yeah, because the new Austin Chronicle came out with their 2010, 11, whatever you want to call it, Best of Austin.
That's right.
So we had a good run. It was
a good run.
It was a lot of fun being what was the best Saturday night date?
Best Saturday night date. Yes. There's a framed.
Yeah.
What would you call that?
It's a certificate.
Certificate. Thank you.
There's what would you call it?
No, a printed piece of paper that's certified. I couldn't think of it. I couldn't put the two together.
Yeah, it's some sort of certification of something.
Yeah, there's a framed certificate that says that very thing outside in the KOOP lobby.
Full disclosure, I have the banner hanging in my bedroom just so people know. And one day I hope to be able to point it out to somebody.
People, huh?
Yeah, people.
Interesting.
Plural. So that was fun, but, it's over. But
Did you get any conciliatory phone calls? It came out on Thursday, like, hey, man, you had a good run.
I got a lot of flowers. People sent me flowers. It was really touching. So
we're no longer the best Saturday night date?
No.
That's not really...
Rear view.
I mean, it was kind of a critic's nod. It wasn't really...
Exactly.
You know,
it wasn't voted on by the
people. It wasn't a reader's poll.
Which gets me to my point, though.
Yes. What is that?
This whole year on top.
Okay.
Exactly. Lit a fire in my belly.
I'll buy this premise. Go ahead.
Yes, exactly. That's all I want is for you to buy it.
Done.
Lit a fire in my belly.
Yep.
Next year, I want to win the whole thing. I want radio personality.
Because, you know, when the ballot comes out,
mm-hmm.
I think one time I sent out an email. It was like, hey, vote for this. But it wasn't for the radio show. Maybe it was just for co-op or something.
Yeah, I think so.
Or I think maybe it was back when we were apprentices on John's show.
Mm-hmm.
The Elk Meeting Ritual, Thursdays, 4:30, KOOP.
Right. Yeah.
And we're like, hey, vote for this. But we've never done that for this show.
We've never actively pushed because, you know, it was always this thing where it's like, we couldn't possibly. I'm over that feeling now. We need to make the hard charge.
You want to take down some people.
Yes, I want to win Best Radio Personality without you. that's
you know what?
The one caveat.
I'll sacrifice. See, wait, what do you mean without me? Just you?
Yeah.
Golly.
I'm starting the Team David Put. No, actually, I just think that would be hilarious if for the next year I started this campaign to win without you. Like, that just tickled me for a while.
Let's say I hop on board.
Okay. Let's say.
Let's say I hop on board and you actually do it. You'd owe me so big.
Oh, yeah.
Because your organizational efforts, though, pathetic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, if you try to start a grassroots campaign, we're like, oh, I can't say that. Oh, my God. All right.
How close did you come?
I know. No. It wasn't going to contain profanity.
Okay.
This is terrible.
All right.
Here's what I was a second away from saying.
Okay.
Your grassroots campaign, David, would be more like a grassroots campaign.
I'm glad you saved that. I'm glad you pulled back.
Oh, my Lord. How awful is that? You know what? You deserve it. Yeah. Obviously, I'm dragging us down.
I feel like
let's call this Davy J and the Anchor. Be the new name of this show.
The Brown Thing and Mac.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I get top billing now.
Tom from the Integral Investigations is outside. We'll bring him in.
Yes.
Replace me.
But, you know, all kidding aside, you and I, we need to make this push. I want that.
You want it.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the Austin Chronicle Best of Austin mm-hmm. issue out on newsstands now is the best news story.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a tie between something, I don't remember, and the plane that crashed into that building.
Right.
And I was like, wow, that that plane that crashed into the building won something.
Yeah, exactly.
can I buy its banner? Like, that's what I want to go to that. Can I just show up and be like, yeah, I'm the best plane?
The widow gets the certificate in the mail. Like, oh, well, this should pay for the bills.
That was a fun party.
That
year.
Was actually a fun party.
Could we just crash it and say where the... Oh, I didn't mean to do that. I did not mean to do that. I'm clearly dragging down this show.
So vote for me for right. next year's Best of Austin. I also had another thought,
yeah.
And I don't know how serious I want to take this. I want... to also make a push to somehow like next year get voted best Twitter feed. I feel like
as a write-in, or is that actually a thing right now?
No, it's a write-in. It would have to be an editor's pick.
Well, I mean, here's the thing,
because I'm putting them in the seats with my Twitter feed.
Yeah, not really though.
Nobody's accusing me of being in jail. I'll say that
the amount of work that you're putting in your Twitter versus the amount of followers you have.
Oh, it's really...
It's your long national nightmare. I honestly don't get it.
I kind of really enjoy it now. Like, the fact that no one, like, literally you and four other people follow me.
Tell you what, I'll do you a favor, David.
Here we go.
What's your Twitter address?
At Runaway Van.
At Runaway Van.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Runaway Van.
Yes.
I think it's at, what, 33 followers?
It is at 34, I want to. Hold 34? On. Let me crack this
up. Let's try and get that to 45.
Oh, you know what? It might be 30.
You're welcome, David.
It might be. No, let's. Sorry. 37. It's at 37. Let's,
37?
Let's go 50. Let's see how powerful you are.
I can get that thing 50 next week.
The hot of 50.
Yeah. I can.
Hashtag hot of 50.
I'll talk to some influential tweeters.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hit you up on Follow Friday.
Thank you.
It's going to go down. But here's the thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
The current champ, Charlie Hodge.
Yeah.
He's the best radio personality, according to the readers.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got, he does a lot of funny impressions on his show.
He does.
Mac Brown. We don't have that on our show.
We don't.
I mean, he calls in on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
He does the Whataburger guy. I don't do that voice.
No, you don't.
I can't bring that in.
Yeah. We got nothing in the repertoire.
Yeah.
It's awful.
I mean, he has a really funny Austin comedian. Matt Beard didn't help him out, right? Or does he do that other show?
I don't know.
I've heard Charlie Hodge's show for 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't usually listen to radio.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not
sure it's good.
I'm not near radio. Yeah, I hear nothing but really good things about the show.
I
and
just
about
haven't
him.
Heard it.
But yeah.
I don't really view him as our competition until now.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of our competition, instead of listening to Around the Town Sounds on the way over here, I clicked it over to the Perry Home Companion. That show is supposed to be terrible, right?
I feel like...
Is that why people are laughing? Because it's so awful?
Yeah, by design, these people pay money to go into this theater and watch a man really just peter out toward the end there.
Is he made out of melted butter?
Yes,
because it sounds like he is in the show, and not in a good way.
Yes.
It's like, Perry Home Companion.
Well...
Oh, we got some guys who are going to make sound effects and compete against each other.
That's part of the appeal, because he is the last surviving butter American. So I feel like people want to see this before he melts away.
But look, man, do you really think... I'm saying like man, because I'm just laying it down right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you're a truth teller now.
I'm like Bill Hicks. do you really want to win that?
Yeah.
Because look, critics pick. There's some smart people working at the Austin Chronicle.
Sure.
A lot of smarties over there.
Yeah.
But...
we're the people's champ. That's what I want. I want to be...
You want to be the people's champ? Because you know what the people's favorite music station is right now?
Hmm.
Do you know?
I don't.
It's KUT.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
They're the best music station.
Right.
KUT
I'm
is.
I'm following you, yeah.
Really, people of Austin? Really? For shame on you.
Well,
actually, you know what? I'm not going to criticize people of Austin because the ones listening to this show right now, if you're the one saying the voice, you guys are heroes.
Yeah, exactly. You got in on the ground floor.
You know what's up.
Yeah. You could say I listen to them when we're... hoisting the banner.
I'm preaching to the choir and we're doing the VIP section.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
Yeah, you're flying the flag for us and we love that.
So I'm going to stop doing it.
Okay.
But I just hope that you keep us in our hearts, or your hearts to keep us in our hearts.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Hey.
So that's David Hatta
yeah.
for 2011.
Keep us in your hearts next week when we start our fall membership drive.
Mm. Yes.
Should be a fun way. And of course, we get to thank you on air.
Thank the listeners, which we love doing. We honestly love doing that.
It's a victory lap for our relationship with our lovely listeners. Tell you what, time to get out of here.
Yeah, let's get out of here. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, keyword Mascot Wedding. I'm doing this weird thing with my fist right now.
And you also did a weird thing where you said the word keyword.
Yeah, what? No good?
Nobody. What are you, AOL?
What if I was?
Well, then give me some of that sweet AOL money.
Yeah, that man, that's another topic for another time. What kind of scam was that? AOL Time Warner. All right, let's get out of here. What are we going to listen to?
We're closing out the show with The Walkmen off of their forthcoming album, Lisbon. This is Angela Surf City. More Mascot Wedding Show.
Next week.
Next week. That's right. Sorry. Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, Austin.